I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. In a recent show, we looked at how the costs of metal detecting compared to the costs of participating in other hobbies and sports. And at the end of that show, I asked you what other pastimes were eating into your bank accounts. Well, I got some really eye-opening answers. Here are some quotes from listeners. I used to play paintball with my son quite regularly. The amount spent in markers, masks, air tanks, specialty hoppers, apparel, and other equipment was just the beginning. There were also field fees and the cost of paintballs. You could easily drop $300 a day just to play. Forget it if there was an equipment breakdown or an injury, and the only reward was a few bruises. The recurring cost in treasure hunting is batteries. Oh, and I prefer the feeling I get when I find silver or jewelry over the feeling I get when I'm being hit with a few 68 caliber paintballs at 300 feet per second. Another listener says two other hobbies of mine are adult air guns and billiards. I'll wager that I have more than $5,000 tied up in billiard equipment alone. And then you factor in the money spent at the places you go to play. Metal detecting is cheap. And air guns? There's another $5,000 in equipment. Or this, quote, try owning a sailboat. The place you keep your boat, the slip, is $2,000 a year. And that's the cheap part. Or this, treasure hunting is a bargain compared to photography. My one lens cost more than my detector, including the extra coil and the Sunray probe. My next camera body will cost more than the XP Deuce. The medium format camera I want to justify getting is $10,000 for the body only. And the only lens they have optimized for it is another $3,000. What about this listener? I collect coins and antique bottles. I usually budget $5,000 to $7,000 for each of these hobbies per year. I golf and spend over $2,000 a year on that. I've spent $5,000 on one hunting trip. I'm afraid to add up the cost of all the hunting equipment I own, not to mention the 20 acres I bought in prime whitetail habitat just to hunt in peace from a tree stand. How about this one? I started treasure hunting because ammo is crazy expensive. I used to target shoot 3 times a week, and the average cost of a 2-hour shoot was over $100. Another. Shotguns, assorted handguns, a ton of ammo. I can spend $6 in ammo in less than 15 seconds. My 50 caliber shotgun costs me $3 every time I pull the trigger. This one's short but sweet. I restored an old truck. I put $10,000 in it, and I'm not done yet. Or this. Treasure hunting is definitely a lot cheaper than bowling. Even the clubs charge really high prices per game, and the balls, don't get me started, you need a spare and a main, and after 1 or 2 years you start thinking about getting more bowling balls, and each are at least $200. Another, I've not taken the Harley out of the shed or the boat out since I started detecting, so treasure hunting is really saving me money. That's what I tell my wife after I bought her a $2,000 camera for Christmas. This one's similar. My wife does photography and I do metal detecting, and I collect silver, baseball cards, and antiques. Her photography costs more than all my hobbies put together. But here's the kicker. Quote, my son is taking flying lessons at $150 an hour and needs 40 hours. Then he wants to get a jet license, and that's a minimum of 1,000 hours of flying. Do the math. $150,000 to get a license to fly jets. So I ask you again, who's griping about the cost of metal detecting? Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on treasure hunting and metal detecting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.